This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That's kind of what makes this team unique is, you know, you look at Carson Cooper plays 21 minutes, Cohen Carr plays 14, Xavier Booker hits a big three. He plays 14, Frankie Fidler, all big guys. And so they all rotate in, keeps their pick and roll fresh. You know, it keeps those guys fresh. I thought we did a pretty good job for the most part. You know, we got a little down on our offense and broke down on a couple plays. But give them credit. You know, they're big. They're physical.
That was Kevin Willard after the game talking about the physical Michigan State Spartans. They played 10 guys. All 10 guys scored. Maryland only played 8 guys. None of the bench scored. And Kapari did not play at all, which was a little surprising to me. But, yeah, Michigan State, they, and we'll hear more about this a little bit later, but they rotate 4 7-footers. I was joking with Ben during the game. I was like, are they creating these guys in labs? Like, they sub in one for the other. They look the exact same.
Well, and they all seem limited in the same way, and none of them necessarily seem to want the ball in their hands except for the moment they rebound it, and then it's how quickly can I hot potato this to somebody else? And none of them have the most polished offensive games, but they serve a purpose. They know what they're there for, and they put in a quality shift. I mean, yeah, you look at a team like that that goes on the road in an environment like that, and you use everybody at least 9 minutes, and the only guy who plays even 27 minutes is their best player, Richardson, who was their best player.
Yeah. Atkins played 27 also, but yes.
Over 27.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. He's it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Atkins exactly 27, yeah.
Atkins played 26 minutes, 25 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
One guy was on the court at least 27 minutes. Richardson.
They rounded it up on my box.
Yeah. And that was something that we were talking about a lot yesterday, how on the season, 10 guys average 15 minutes or more for Michigan State, which is a stark difference from Maryland. And a reason why DHS played 17 minutes, the most minutes he's played in a while, was because Selden Miguel picked up 2 fouls in the first 2.5 minutes of the game.
He had foul two with like 17, 20. And by the way, can we touch on this before we get... And I do want to hear from Izzo, so I'll call for that in a second, Ben. But Kapari not playing at all.
It was weird because I asked Greg Manning Jr. specifically about Geronimo and Kapari when we had him on before the game, and he seemed very into my sort of notion that both those guys could play a role. He thought Geronimo was in line to play his most minutes of a season. That didn't happen. Yeah. He was under 10.
That stuff on the dunk was awesome.
Yes. Yeah. No, I mean, awesome. His defensive awareness and the intangibles that he brings, especially when he's allowed to play this role. Last year, he got overexposed. They asked way too much out of him. It wasn't fair to him. Wasn't fair to the program. And it was way too much. It was what it was. But this is perfect for him. I thought he would have played more like maybe 12 to 14. DHS was a plus 11. DHS did his job. Dirty work. Don't turn it over. Keep things at bay.
Took two bad shots.
Yeah, he's not going to score. He can't score. Nah. Like, he can't score. I don't ever want to see him take another three-pointer. But he at least put in a quality shift. But it's hard.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
It's hard to match 7 for 10 in a tight game like that. It's hard to match 7 for, and that's what it was. It was our 7 versus their 10.
For sure. But there was that one stretch, and it might have been all 4 of the minutes that Jay Young played, where Young, Geronimo, and DHS were on the court at the same time.
And it looked like Willer was trying to get the TV timeout with that group. Let's hear from Tom Izzo, who spoke after the game and talked about the tough back-and-forth game.
Well, if any of you ever saw a rock fight, or you didn't see a rock fight, you saw one tonight. And I'm not sure either coach was happy with their performance in the first half. I know I wasn't happy with the 9 turnovers. I give a lot of the credit to them. I give some of the blame to us. But the second half, I hate to say it because I thought Kevin did a phenomenal job. He got him back in the game. We made a couple of bonehead plays, but I felt we deserved to win the game. I don't think it was a lucky shot at the end. I thought we played inspired basketball, good defensively, moved the ball. We got Jace Richardson going, and give Kevin credit. Then they went back to the zone and took him out of it a little bit. Then he started cramping up, so we had to get him in and out. And all in all, ugly game. But, for us, a pretty win's better than an ugly loss. And it was an ugly game because both teams played so hard. And those kids play hard, too, boy, that he's got. And he's done a hell of a job where he came from last year to this year. And I don't even know what to say about my team. We're gritty. We keep on fighting. And yet we got to get better offensively in some areas if we're going to really make some noise.
He was effusive in his praise during his presser, Jason. We were there for it. Not only about how good he thought Maryland was, but the atmosphere in that place. To me, two things stood out last night. We stayed for postgame.
Yeah.
Two things stood out. How effusive Izzo was about Maryland, the program, and the crowd. And something I wanted to get to with you personally, because you were once a college journalism student who dealt with a coach at Syracuse. I was blown away with how generous Willard was with the student media after the game.
Yeah. First, to the rock fight that he was talking about, these teams combined to go 1-15 from behind the arc in the first half. They were 17 for 59 combined from the field in the first half. There were more blocks, 5, in the first half than total assists. 4! Yeah. That's for both teams!
Yeah,
there were insane. 13 turnovers combined to 4 assists in the first half of this Rock fight. As to Izzo talking about the environment, I don't think he's one to blow smoke.
No.
He's been up and down this conference for decades, and he spoke of Willard kind of awakening a sleeping giant. That's what it sounded like to me when he talked about the way that building is built, the way the sound is trapped behind that one goal near the opposing team's bench, and as activated as those kids were in the stands, in the student section, it definitely left an impression on Izzo. And yes, I thought Kevin Willard showed an incredibly deft touch and after a real a human side after as tough a loss as you're going to get. And they did a great job taking a lot of questions from the student journalists, not making them feel less than the quote-unquote professionals who were there. And I think Willard, I mean, a lot of these coaches, like, those kids are paying money to go to this school. Yeah. Like, they're literally paying your salary. Like, that's part of the deal. You chose college, not the pro ranks. You're going to deal with some of this. That's part of the great sort of, like, intimacy in a different environment you get on a campus. And yes, I was super impressed. Not all coaches are that way.
How was your experience, Jason?
I hate Jim Boeheim to this day. I don't really support the Syracuse program. My daughter went to Syracuse against my best wishes. Not quite over my dead body, but close to it. Now, she's loving it up there.
To you guys?
What's that?
Was he just a jerk to you guys?
He would go out of his way to be a... I almost said a word I'm not sure we're allowed to say.
Don't do it.
Yeah. To the kids... And at the same time, rub it in your face the way he dealt with the guys from the Syracuse Post-Standard and the Herald American and all the... And yes, he... I don't respect him. I don't respect him. Now, I was going there almost on a full ride. But, like, that place back in the day was 50, 60 grand, like, 30 years ago when I was in college. And, yeah, there were kids who he was spitting on figuratively who parents probably were paying that full freight. And it just never sat well with me as an 18, 19-year-old and to this day. So hats off to Coach Willard.
We'll get more from Coach Willard later on in the show, but we switch gears, get to baseball coming up next. We recap Sagano from yesterday and update you what's going on today. Orioles taking on the Blue Jays. How's it going? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.